Blog Talk Radio.
And God day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and welcome to another Reigning with God. I am your host, and I say welcome. As you know, I am psyched. I'm jazzed and juiced. I'm talking about flying on the high biz and spinning and feeling wonderful, as I know you are. Well, I've been talking about principles that make you powerful. This is the 10th installment of this series, these lessons that I've been sharing about spiritual law, spiritual principles that if we apply to our lives, that we can live powerfully. And folks, let me share. That is the whole idea of being on this earth plane. That's the whole idea and reason why we're created and made in the likeness and in the image of an almighty God. We are not here just to buy and scrape, not just to get by, not just to, you know, have some random experiences, sometimes up and sometimes down, and even as the old spiritual says, sometimes level to the ground, but for us to be able to live powerfully reflecting our God. I love the way Jesus shared in the Gospel of Matthew, that fifth chapter where he says, "You are the light of the world." You know, because all of my life I heard, Jesus is the light of the world, and Jesus is light, and Jesus is light. But Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world. Check it out, Matthew 5. And he says that a city on a hill cannot be hidden. And he says that we take that light and we put it upon a stand that others may see it. He says, so let your light shine that men may see your good deeds, your good deeds. Can you imagine that? Your works, that others will see the quality of your life, and they may glorify your Father that is in heaven. Man, I'm telling you, this is exciting to me to know that we have the ability to walk in the fullness and the power of God. And that's what these teachings are all about. That is what the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment is all about. It's about teaching us how we can live powerful lives as God has intended, creating the life. Can you imagine that? Creating the life. God is a creator. We're made in the image and likeness of God. God says that that was a creator. We are creators and co-creators with God. Our lives are a creation of the collection of our thoughts. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? As the psalmist declared, he says, as a man thinketh in his heart, or the wisdom of Proverbs, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that's what these lessons are all about. I get excited talking about it, of course, as you hear and know. But today, this last segment of principles that make you powerful deals with the law of association. The law of association. We are products of our associations. And I want that to sink in, because I don't think that a lot of times we understand that. My mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together, and association brings on assimilation. The people that we hang around with, the people that we communicate with regularly, wherever they are in their spirituality, in their careers, where they are emotionally, where they are socially, pretty much that's where we are. Your associations are a good barometer of your life. Matter of fact, if you show me your associations, I can kind of tell you the trajectory of your life. It's just that simple. You know, your social circles. Do you have anyone that's really knocking it out the ballpark? People that are really expanding and creating and stretching. Well, you know, we're getting kind of older, Keith, and we should be thinking about retirement. And man, we're no. I'm not interested in grazing like cows into the pasture. But like Warren Buffett, who is 80 plus years old, almost 90 years old, who is running one of the most incredible, profitable financial enterprises that has ever been created. And he's doing it at 80 90-something years old, almost 90 years old, and Charlie Munger is like 95 years old, his co-chair. I mean, that's the kind of energy and the people that's expanding and growing that you want to be around, people spiritually, not people talking around, God is good, but yet I'm struggling, and I'm going through again. I mean, my goodness, dude, you've been going through since 1995. Surely you should be walking in a season of the blessing of God. But if all that I'm around are, it's so hard out here, that conditions my mind. Matter of fact, let me share that about the conditioning. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so if everybody that I'm around is thinking in the same way, guess what? That's what I become. That's who I am. And that's what the law of association is. And you're going to see in Scripture that the Bible is very clear about who you hang around with. And again, I want you to start looking at who you're hanging around spiritually. Who are you hanging around professionally? Who are you hanging around socially? Who are those emotionally that you are attached to? Who are those that financially you are attached to and have conversations around? Most broke people hang around each other, and they talk about, man, how bad things are. True story, I can tell you that. And they talk about the economy. They talk about, how things are and everything. It's like, let me share this. As a financial professional, and when I was in a retail space and doing sales, I realized that I could not have conversation with certain individuals on the team, and I could not have conversations with even some of my close so-called friends, particularly about investments, the stock market, the economy, particularly when I was learning and going through the development stages of my career doing the Great Recession, 2008, 2009. I'm learning the business. I'm learning the business, and it looked like the economic world is going to hell in a handbasket, right? And so there were people in the firm that I was working at. Oh, man, it's so bad. I've never seen it this bad before. I can't sell this. I can't sell that. I had friends. Man, that stock market stuff is nothing but a bunch of junk, da-da-da-da, and they go on and on and on and all those things. Now, if I would have listened and chimed into all of that, I would be broke. I've got responsibilities. I have things I had to do. So I had to be able to divorce myself of them, their negativity, because their negativity impacts. Now, let me go to a couple of scriptures real quick here. And the first one is out of Proverbs 13:20. He says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." If you want to be wise, you've got to hang around wise people. If you want to be successful, you've got to hang around successful people. If you want to hang around people that are energetic and psyched, jazzed, and juiced, if that's what you want to be, you need to hang around them. I used to have this wonderful member of my church in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. This woman was incredible. She's in her 80s, and she was going to move. And so everybody was assuming she was going to move to a senior community. "Are you moving to a senior community?" She says, "No, I don't want to ever live in a senior community." And I says, "Why?" She says, "Because there are a bunch of old people there." And think about it. You don't want to just be able to go off and graze in pasture. You want to be around vitality and vibrance and energy. And if I'm going to be that, I've got to be around that. And so it's important of who you associate with. And I found this out. To create the life that you desire and deserve, you must associate with like-minded people. You've got to associate with those that want something more out of life, and they are demonstrating it, not just talking a good game. Because let me share this, folks, too. Talk is cheap. Yeah, people, man, this and that and the other, but you've got to be around people that are actually achieving. Let's look at Romans 16. Romans 16 and 17. And it says this. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." Now, of course, he's talking about truth. Mark them, or be aware of those who are causing division. What's another word for division? Divided vision. Think about it. Folks that have a different vision of life, that create offenses. It's always talking contrary to what you believe, the teachings of what you believe, your truth. Let me share something, folks. I believe that each and everybody has a different truth. I really do. I believe that when we read the scriptures, I believe God speaks to us all differently. And he has to, because we're all different and unique individuals. And that we are, you know, and we can go on talk about the snowflakes that fall. We can go on talk about, you know, the fingerprints and all of those things. But the reality, the fact is that God has something uniquely for you. And when you read the scriptures that are telling you that he has made you to be the head and not the tail, to be above only and not beneath, when you read the scripture that tells you you are more than a conqueror and that you are an overcomer, don't let anybody tell you you are some wretched sinner, that you, oh, you ain't nothing but a filthy rag, and that you're nothing but a worm. That song I was listening to, I actually heard the hymn the other day, At the Cross, you know, where I first saw the light. But yet they says, you know, the song says that it's such a worm as I. I ain't never been a worm, if I may speak in a common vernacular. You know, I've always been made and created in the likeness and the image of God. But we allow that to get into our psyche. We allow that to get into our consciousness and our nervous system. And it impacts us with what we're going to do. Folks, I've discovered something. Again, that's why I say mark those and avoid those who have a different understanding than you. I mean, you don't have to argue about what God has for you. You don't have to argue with people about, well, this is my understanding of the Bible, and I know that it's true, and I know that this is what, you know, you don't have to argue. And really, you don't have to persuade anybody. See, if you live it, man, if you live your truth, others will come to you and say, dude, what are you doing? Hey, can you, like, turn me on to the God that you serve? See, I don't have to go stand in front of a convenience store and just look like I'm holy and somebody will come pick up a tract or pick up a book. I don't have to go around, you know, talking about, oh, ain't God good, so forth. All I got to do is live, let my light shine, and walk in my truth and associate with those who are walking in their truth. And I'm talking about, that's the glory of God. That's the glory of God, and people come into that understanding. Man, I guess I'm on a soapbox today. But the key is, folks, again, you don't have to convince anybody of your truth. You know, I've taken a long time in terms of life. You know, oh, please understand my position. Oh, please understand that, you know, I don't have the same level of understanding. You know, I mean, you know what? Why? Most people don't even care that much about you. Well, you know, it's not like, well, we really care about, you know, your salvation, or we really care about where you're going. I mean, people don't really care about you that much. You have to do what God has called you to do and live the life that God has called you to live. And you have to be able to manifest powerfully. And so be around people who are doing so, who are going to support you and nurture you, who love you, who are going to build you up and not tear you down. Always putting these doubts in your mind, because one doubt can take you out and get you off of your program. So it's important that we talk about these associations, those to who you associate with, or whom you associate with. Wow. My time is up. But let me share, folks. Go to my website, krlm.org, and please become a part of what we are doing. I've got like 5 seconds left. I'm Keith Russell Lee. saying live with faith and power and keep on creating that phenomenal life. Until tomorrow. Bye now.